was the most impressive element of that victory last night?
Really good teams find ways to win, and we were probably, they outplayed us for most of the game, to be frank. We had a brilliant last partnership with Glenn and Alex. That was a great partnership. When we were under the pump, Pakistan probably had the better of us up into that last 10 overs or so. And then they probably had the better of us until the last 10 overs. So so it was nice for the boys to hang in there and find ways to win. And we've done that for a while now, so that's most pleasing.
Glenn talked about how satisfying the innings was. What about for you as coach to see him sort of, you know, deliver on something that he's been building towards?
Yeah, I think he's put a lot of emphasis into his practices as well. He's practicing with real purpose, and he's getting the rewards for that. So it's great to see. He's such an important part of our team. He brings energy to everything he does, whether it's fielding, whether it's running between wickets, whether it's with his strike rate. He just brings such great energy to the team. So, and to see him being rewarded. And the challenge for him is, and I've said this to him, is that we've just seen Virat Kohli, right, who's an extraordinarily talented player who averages 60 in one day international cricket. He is a great player. At the moment, in 100 or 99 games, Maxi averages 32 or 33. He can be Virat Kohli. He has got the talent to do that. So to see him, the way he played the T20 100 in India, the way he played the both T20s, we know he's a great T20 player. His next challenge is to become a great one-day international player and then potentially a test player. So there's huge upside for him. And while he keeps practicing with the purpose he's got and winning games of cricket like he is, you know, it's great to have him.
That's fairly, you know, Virat Kohli sort of level. Like, that's, do you think that's what he can, and sort of how quickly do you think he could kind of get to that level of consistency?
Well, it's obviously a massive challenge, isn't it? He's now 30 years old and he's played 100 games, but, you know, we all see and everyone talks about it. He's got a huge amount of talent, and now his challenge has always been to deliver on that talent, and he's done it in patches now, because he can be the most, you know, he's such a valuable player for us because of everything he brings. It's not just his batting, it's his fielding, his bowling's really important. He's getting better with his bowling all the time. I think he bowled 7 overs in the last World Cup final, so he keeps delivering on that. His fielding is world class, so he's a good package, isn't he?
And I guess having him down the order as well, like, it's a bit of a rare thing in international cricket to have someone, I guess, that explosive at number 6. Like,
yeah.
Is that a real factor going to the World Cup?
I think so. I think that's his, I said, we saw last night, he can come in, we were 4 down and we're under the pump, he can come in at the end and just, because his strike rate's 120 in one time, sure, that's the highest in anyone in the world. So if he can play those more responsible innings and do what he does, I mean, you know, it's very important for us.
How pleasing was it to see, I guess, the guys pull that off in the last 10? As you said, though, Pakistan kind of dominated for long stretches. What did you kind of make of Aaron Finch tactically in those last 10?
Yeah, games? I think Finch is doing a great job. He's getting better all the time. He would have taken confidence out of the Big Bash final as well. You know, as a captain, you've got to live it and you've got to have those really positive experiences. So, and he's just growing, you know, he's doing a really good job. He's obviously batting well, and he's doing a really good job. So, and he's, I've said it all along, he's such a good person. You like seeing good people get success.
And to be that, I guess, sharp tactically at the end of a really long summer for him, it's, you know, been a bit of a roller coaster. Like, was that especially pleasing?
Yeah, he's the very fact that he's had a long, hard summer and he's getting better towards the end of it shows great durability, doesn't it? Shows great resilience, great durability. It also shows great leadership, because often what happens at the end of a summer, guys can start going south. He's getting better and better. So, great leadership, you know, good tactically, but great leadership. The whole leadership package has been really impressive.